Greetings once again from the studios of Kringle Radio. I'm L. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News, and you're listening to a joint podcast published this time at SantaUpdate.com and SantaTrackers.net, making this an episode of both the North Pole podcast and the Santa Trackers podcast. Crash and I are doing it this way because it's just about a week before Santa's launch, and the information we have prepared is suitable for both believers and tracker elves out there. It's our time of year, as they say. Joining me, of course, is the ultimate Santa Tracker himself, the international director of Santa Trackers, and my radio partner, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, you do feel like you're on the big stage at this point of the year, don't you?
Nope, not at all. I feel like a little kid, Frank, which is the best feeling in the world. Santa's coming, and I can't wait.
What does the international director of Santa Trackers ask Santa for Christmas? Have you sent in your wish list?
Of course I sent in my wish list. Any true believer out there hopefully has done that already, too. And I know that Santa's going to bring me what I wish for.
Well, Crash, you're among friends. What did you wish for?
Santa's going to bring me a new shiny set of exploding lawn darts.
Wait, what? What are exploding lawn darts?
Just what I said, Frank. Exploding lawn darts. When they land on the lawn, they explode with a little puff of red, green, or blue powder. When you play lawn darts, there's always controversy about whether you get it on the line or over the line, and this ends all of that. I'm going to restore my greatness as the Hubbard Hill lawn dart champion with these babies.
Hubbard Hill?
Yeah, that's the name of my old neighborhood where I grew up, where I was once the lawn dart grand champion. I will once again be the king of Hubbard Hill. You know, it's a great challenge to play lawn darts on a hill, Frank. Only the most skilled should even attempt it.
Crash. Have you had a conversation with Santa about this?
No, why?
Well, I just question the safety of you with two things. Lawn darts and anything that explodes.
Are you suggesting I poke my eye out or something?
Yeah, or something.
Jeez, Frank, Santa won't let me down.
I don't think Santa wants to let anyone down, Crash. That's why he's Santa. But since you bring it up, let's start there. When you fly behind Santa on Christmas Eve, do you actually get to see what people get for Christmas?
Well, if I look fast, I see some things, especially if they're big things like bikes and stuff like that. Do you have any idea how hard it is for Santa to get a bike down a chimney?
I haven't ever actually thought about that, but does Santa have to use a chimney for everything he delivers?
No, he doesn't. He'll go through windows and doors. Sometimes he'll go through a garage door, and once I even saw him lower himself down on a rope by way of a skylight.
Wow, that had to be some work. Why would Santa do that?
Because there were two big drooling Rottweilers out in the yard.
I suppose that might make Santa consider the alternatives. Where did Santa get a rope?
You ever watch Batman as a kid, Frank?
Of course, I love Batman.
Where do you think Batman got that rope thingy on his belt that had that bat-shaped hook on the end of it? You ever notice that thing was retractable and that it was always just the right length to do what he needed to do? Well, he got that from Santa.
No kidding?
I'm dead serious. That was Santa's own personal entry during a Toyvember back in the late 1940s. Took him a couple of years to perfect it, too, but he did it and he made Batman a star, Frank. Santa not only invented the rope thingy, but he invented Batman, too.
Wow, Crash, that bit of information was just not on my bingo card for this episode of the podcast. We're supposed to be talking tracking Santa, and here we're deep into Batman and Toyvember.
Well, it's actually all about Santa and what he does. Nobody needs to worry about their wish list and whether Santa's going to make it or not. He'll be there, and you're going to love what he brings you, even if it isn't what you wish for.
You mean like exploding lawn darts?
Yeah, Frank, I predict not only will Santa bring me exploding lawn darts, but he'll challenge me to a game, too.
Well, how do you know that, Crash? I didn't know Santa even played lawn darts.
I don't know that he does either, but I do know Santa.
What do you know about Santa that makes you think he'll play exploding lawn darts with you?
Well, for one, I know Mrs. Claus will disapprove of the lawn darts because I've already talked to her about it. She told me not to dare put those things on my wish list for Santa.
Why did she do that?
Because she thinks they're too pointy and that playing with them will get somebody hurt.
Well, what about the exploding thing?
Yeah, she doesn't like that idea either, but that's exactly why I think Santa will do it, Frank. Santa just loves things that explode.
He does?
Well, yeah. Why do you think we have fireworks every New Year's Eve?
I thought that was just tradition.
Nah, it's because Santa loves to blow things up. What do you expect from a guy that goes down hot chimneys, Frank?
Well, Crash, I'm almost at a loss for words here.
Santa's just a big kid, Frank, just like you and me. He's a guy. He's a geek. He loves delivering toys. You know what he doesn't like to deliver?
Santa actually delivers things he doesn't like?
Yeah, socks and underwear, Frank. Santa can't stand to bring those.
Why? Everyone needs socks and underwear for Christmas.
Yeah, and a lot of people ask for them, too.
Well, everyone needs socks and underwear, Crash.
They'd need them more, and Santa would love to deliver them if they exploded.
Exploding underwear, Crash?
Yeah, Santa would love to do that.
But everybody would hate that.
Yeah, I guess that's why it'll never happen.
Santa, is he a prankster, Crash?
You mean like gag gifts?
Yeah, you know, fake bugs or the can of peanuts that have a spring-loaded snake that jumps out. You know, that stuff isn't stuff that Santa delivers, is it?
Santa might on occasion bring someone a gag gift, yeah, but it's usually at the request of another person, and Santa has to be in on the joke. Santa's not actually going to bring something that will make somebody feel bad or bring them harm. No, that's not going to happen.
Well, wait a minute. A lot of toys out there, like exploding lawn darts or even roller skates or longboards or any manner of things, can be dangerous.
Yeah, but that's part of the purpose of toys and why Santa's in the toy business.
What do you mean?
Frank, toys are teachers. Toys help us learn responsibility, and they teach us to share. They teach us physics and how to be safe. Yeah, we usually have a mom behind us to remind us not to shoot our eye out, but toys are far more than just about having fun. Santa says there's lessons in everything that can be stuffed into a stocking or put under a tree.
How do you and Santa, or how much do you and Santa talk about the toys that he delivers and the believers he delivers them to when you're up there, Crash?
Well, not as much as I'd like, because Santa just doesn't have a ton of time. But when we're over the open water of the oceans, he'll talk about how much he can't wait to get to so-and-so's house or to bring a special gift, or how he wonders how much another person might like what they get. Santa really enjoys the joy of giving. I can tell you that for each of us who can't wait for Santa to come, well, Santa can't wait to deliver.
Which brings us back to what we're supposed to be talking about, Crash. Seriously, what are the concerns in the direction of the International Director of Santa Trackers this year?
Well, my concern is that anyone tracking Santa for Santa needs to understand they're helping Santa get around the world and to do his job. We need you. We need your insights and your eyeballs and your reports as well as your beliefs. The stuff you do matters, so do your stuff and do a lot of it.
Crash, the stuff of Santa Trackers for months has been roof reports and chimney inspections and landing zone construction for Santa and a ton of other things. It's too late for that stuff now, so the focus seems to be a lot on weather reports here towards the end. Isn't that kind of boring?
Yeah, especially if you live in a place where it's summer and every day is the same. I get it, Frank, but here's the deal. Santa's coming from the North Pole, where it's snowing like Frosty's losing weight like crazy and the wind is 75 miles per hour. How does Santa know that the skies are clear in Argentina? Who's going to tell him? Well, a tracker elf tracking Santa for Santa in Argentina is going to tell him, Frank. Santa takes that information and he makes plans. The plans he makes turns into an on-time safe delivery for everybody, no matter where they are or what weather they have, Frank.
Okay, fair enough, Crash. Now for the hard questions. What about those situations where Santa doesn't deliver or someone doesn't get their wish?
Frank, did you see that chat with Santa the other day?
Yes, I did. I was there.
You heard those believers asking for things, tough things like seeing their family again or wanting Santa to heal a sick kid or bringing back a grandma who's no longer here. Lawn darts are pretty easy for Santa, but stuff like that is impossible, Frank. We have people who want things that Santa, for whatever reason, he can't deliver. Yeah, there are many Christmas miracles, but there are also times where it's just not possible.
How does Santa feel about those situations?
Well, he's heartbroken, Frank. These are sincere wishes. If Santa could do something about those tough situations, he does. But he hopes that people will still believe, and even if they don't always get their wish.
What about missed deliveries? I know Santa's delivery rate has improved in recent years, but still, sometimes folks get missed on Christmas Eve.
Well, missed deliveries are a different story. Usually, missed deliveries is because Santa doesn't have current or correct information, and that, again, is another reason why he needs tracker elves who track Santa for Santa. A good tracker elf knows someone who has moved on December 23rd and will get that information to Flight Command so that Santa doesn't miss them on December 24th.
Crash, what's your best advice for anyone tracking Santa out there?
My best advice is to come here to SantaUpdate.com and SantaTrackers.net and track Santa and listen to Kringle Radio with us. Pitch in. Become an elf. Help Santa get around the world. Don't just watch him on a map and count your sugar plums on Christmas Eve. Get into Christmas spirit and become part of Operation Merry Christmas with the rest of us. We need you.
Awesome advice, Crash. Thanks for those words of wisdom. Folks, our live radio broadcast of tracking Santa around the world begins on December 23rd, and it runs for two whole days. We begin as Christmas Eve dawns in the South Pacific. It's 50 hours of commercial-free Christmas music, interrupted only by North Pole Radio News. Those are the reports of us tracking Santa for Santa. We hope you can join us. On behalf of both the North Pole Podcast and the Santa Trackers Podcast, I'm Elf Frank Murr with Elf Crash Murphy, thanking you for listening and wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.